Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of our Therapy Thursdays, Take Care Thursdays, Trauma Thursdays, whatever alliteration you want to put in there.
We still didn't come up with the theme song, did we? We're horrible at this, guys. We have no theme song. We don't know how to start these things. I don't know.
You know, it troubles me sometimes that we don't have a theme song. And I always remember right before we're about to record these episodes.
Why does it trouble you?
Because I want it to have an amazing theme song that calms everybody down and takes away their anxiety and immediately makes their day better when they hear it.
I mean, we can if you're trying to calm them down, we can do like a variation on Lullaby Baby.
Can we do a Baby Shark?
We can. Do you want to do Baby Shark?
God, no.
Do you know the lyrics to Baby Shark? Because I have no clue.
I don't know. I know.
I think it's like Baby Shark, Baby Shark.
Is that how you say it? I know it's a lot of do's. Do.
That's pretty funny. So how's your week, Matt? What was going on?
Let's see. This week, as far as we're recording this.
This week.
Yeah. I'm getting there. I'm getting there. Motherfucker. It's really funny because I started doing Toastmasters at work, which is, you know, an organization that helps people be better speakers and stuff like that, right? And it's kind of weird because right now we've been doing over like Zoom meetings and Teams meetings. And, you know, there's somebody who tracks how many times you say and filler words.
Right.
So I notice it a lot more when I do it. And he's like, just get to the fucking point. Okay, I'm getting there.
They're right.
It just takes me a while.
Your Toastmasters.
Yeah.
And your other masters like me.
Sure. Okay. All right. Here we go. You know, as of recording this, I have an okay week, you know, just trying to get back on the horse of things. You know, I feel like I always get knocked off and like don't eat enough or don't meditate enough or don't do whatever I'm supposed to be doing because there's just things that stress you out, right? And you need to like just have a better control of it, a better baseline, a better flow. But overall, you know, I actually think that what's going on that's really well, in a sense, is like I listened to the speech that President-elect Joe Biden gave about his efforts to tackle COVID, the economy, basically what his plan is for his 100 days, right? Or first 100 days. And I was actually really hopeful because we were talking about vaccines getting pushed out and putting more money into it and more testing centers and all the stuff to help us get over COVID because it's been so disastrous for so many people. And recently, you know, where we're at in California, they've opened up these mass vaccination centers at Dodger Stadium, at Disneyland in Orange County. And I've seen people online that have actually been able to go register their parents, their grandparents that are 65 plus, and they've gotten vaccines, which is really great. I know it's still a little slow. It's like 12,000 a day or something is their target for a lot of the sites, which if you think about it, even if we did, you know, if we did 1 million a day in California, we'd have everybody vaccinated for their first dose in 30 days because we have 30 million people, right? I think that's what we're still at.
I don't know.
But if we're only doing 1,200 a day or 10,000 a day or whatever, you know, if you just do the math, it would take us like another year and a half to get everybody vaccinated. Which, of course, would still help because then it means less people are going to be in the hospitals and there's going to be beds available, et cetera, et cetera. But because it's been such a huge point of anxiety for everybody, at least there's that glimmer of hope that's there. And we're going to be able to see hopefully a lot of progress soon. And then a lot of recovery and hopefully this peak that we're experiencing from November, you know, Thanksgiving and Halloween into Christmas, into New Year's, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, other holidays, right? All the stuff, all these gatherings. Hopefully we start to see a drop down. Hopefully, right?
Yeah.
Everybody keeps saying it's going to get worse before it gets better. And
yep.
We just got to keep pushing
forward.
Getting
worse, yeah. I haven't heard a speech yet. I know he gave it, and I read an article on his, what is it, $1.7 trillion stimulus plan
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like another big problem with, like, vaccinations are great and I'm glad people are going to get it, but there are also a lot of people that are still skeptical about them, and a lot of people that I know that probably aren't going to get it, at least in the short term. Although it's not even available to us yet, so maybe that'll change when it becomes available. But there are a lot of people I know that that are a little bit wary about it even now. And I mean, even my doctor, who I've spoken to, you know, he basically said, if you're young, you're healthy, if you don't have any, you know, underlying condition, like, to me personally, this wasn't advice to anyone else. He was like, if it was me, I would wait a little bit longer to get it. So, I mean, that's sort of where I'm at right now. But I know that there is also a lot of people who are very excited for the vaccine to come out and for them to go and get it. So I just hope that, you know, once things ramp up with the vaccine distribution, the demand for it continues along with it as well.
Yeah, you know, for me, it always kind of comes back to the whole thing of, like, if your car breaks down, you're going to go to a mechanic, right? If you're feeling sick, you're going to go to the doctor. If you're feeling whatever, so it's like you're going to go to whoever's, like, the expert in the field and then consult those people.
Right.
And when I listen to podcasts and things that are about, that are, like, the head of the center, CIDRAP, the Center of Infectious Diseases and something, pathogens, maybe. And he's one of the guys, Michael Osterholm, who I listened to really early on. He actually has a podcast, but also he was on, like, Joe Rogan's podcast. And he was talking about how things are going to progress, and everything he's basically said happened, right? And he's a really good point, because he's on Biden's advisory crew and all this stuff now. And, you know, he's like, the science is there. It's good, right? It's going to be helpful. But realistically, it's the only way we're going to get through it. And, you know, he gives a lot of, like, really good advice, especially about, like, some of the variants that we've seen, the South Africa variant, the Brazil variant, the Japan variant, the UK variant, all these different ones. And realistically, some of those variants may pose problems for vaccines, right? The vaccine may not be as effective against it, but the only way to get through it is to get everybody vaccinated as quickly as possible, right? And it's kind of the same thing they had to do with the polio vaccine, with all these other vaccines. It's like, if we trust the science and we trust what's reproducible and in front of us, we can come together to accomplish it, right? And for somebody with anxiety, that could be really hard, because you're like, well, it was rushed. And then when you're like, well, what was rushed? You're like, well, they created it very quickly. It's like, yeah, but they've been working on the mRNA vaccine technology for the past 10 years.
More than that, since the 60s, actually.
Oh, since the 60s, is that what it was?
So they've been, yeah, so the mRNA technique they've been researching since the 60s. I was reading an article about one of the researchers who has been working on it since then. And she basically started working, or, like, it was discovered in the 60s, she started working on it. In the 90s, they, like, sort of had to let it go because they couldn't figure something out. And then in, like, the mid-2000s, they finally figured it out. And then that's when they, so the last 10 years that you're talking about is when they actually started working on real vaccines using mRNA. But, like, the theory to use mRNA has been around for a long time, and they've been doing research and studies and stuff regarding it.
Gotcha. That makes sense. I mean, yeah. You know, it's tough, because early on I was like, fuck no, I'm not getting it. And then I was like, well, no, I definitely want it. Now I'm kind of like, you know, my attitude has always been, I'm going to wait my turn. Right. I don't think somebody who's older, like my parents, I'm not going to cut the line, because then I'm taking it away from somebody who may desperately need it for their survival. Right. So for me, it's like, I don't mind wearing a mask, staying safe, doing all those things, even though it does cause me a lot of stress. Right. I go into the office and there's situations where people aren't wearing their mask properly, all the shit. And just, it pisses me off, because I'm like, we've been dealing with this for almost a year now. How have you not figured out how to cover your fucking nose? Right. And shit like that. But overall, you know, I think that there's hope on the horizon, and, you know, hopefully a part of Biden's plan was also to, like, explain to people the science and explain what happened and why it happened, right? Operation Warp Speed sounds like some Star Wars shit, which is like, we're going to fucking crash land on some planet and be eaten by animals or something. you know, because it sounds like, oh, we're going to do this as quick as possible type of deal, right? And like,
that's exactly what it was. We are going to do it as quick as possible. But I think what's important to note is that what they did as quick as possible was like the approvals and things of that sort, not the science, right? Not the testing and the science.
Yeah. And a lot of the phase trials that the FDA approves anyways take a lot of time because they go, well, are you sure that this cures fungus? Are you sure that this does this, right? And a lot of times they don't have a ton of people sign up for the trials, right? Because you have to have a very specific disease or a very specific need. But because right. COVID is this global pandemic, a lot more people signed up to be vaccinated early on in the trial procedures. A lot more people, there's a lot more research and scientists around the world working on it, yep. right? It's not just one local place trying to make money off of it. And for the most part, my understanding is Pfizer, Moderna, the ones that are approved now in the US.
AstraZeneca, whatever.
Yeah, they're not going to make very much money off of it because they're set at certain price points. For them to like make a little bit of money, because like, you know, they did obviously help solve it, but it's not like they're going to be like, hey kid, this vaccine's $3,000 and if you can't afford right. it, we're going to let you die. It's like the government is giving it to you cost of zero, right? Yeah. And the government then has to subsidize the cost of paying for a nurse or a physician or whoever is administering the shots, basically, because they have to get paid their wage, right? Unless right, they're volunteering. Right. So that's more so the cost of it, right? So they're not making a ton of money. It's not like some like global scheme to be like, oh my God, we're going to release COVID and then we're going to make $10 billion this year and we're going to get bonuses and go on yacht parties. Right?
My evil plan is working.
Yeah. But anyways, enough about me and my week and how I feel. What about you? What's going on?
What is going on? I mean, my weeks have been the same for the last 4 weeks since we've been talking. I've just been working on the house, working on the house. So I do my day job early morning, you know, during some of those breaks, I might do some stuff around the house. And then as soon as, you know, I hit my 8 hours or my day is over, continue working on the house. So, I mean, it's been fine. Anxiety wise, I've been pretty good. Outside of small things here and there that, you know, I think that's like natural anxiety, you know, if you're crawling underneath the building or, you know, going in the attic or something. So, and, you know, in those instances, as I mentioned before, I just, you know, take a deep breath to go over all of the steps that we've done before. And then I usually feel better. You know, like 2 days ago, I was doing a whole bunch of work. I had to do this. I had to go to a couple stores, do this and that. And I felt myself like getting kind of like anxious and like antsy. And I was like, what is going on? And I realized I hadn't had food in like 5 or 6 hours. And when I had had food, I'd had very little. And I'm like, well, there you go. No, there goes the diet portion of my meds that I haven't taken today. So, you know, just trying my best to take my meds every day and do what I can to, you know, keep everything cool and under control. One of my friends is getting married. And I was going to be the best man, but they also asked me to officiate the wedding. So it's been, you know, I don't feel anxious about it, which is pretty interesting. I mean, I didn't know if I would feel anxious. I usually don't feel anxious about things like that, but my first time doing it, I want to, you know, obviously do a good job. So I feel a little bit nervous, like excited nervous though. And, you know, I've been practicing and doing all those things that we talk about to make sure that I can reduce my anxiety if it does come up. So I've been practicing, you know, I made sure to dress up and like practice, basically put all the elements in place that's going to happen there and then practice just so I feel comfortable in it. So I think that's helped. And, you know, again, I haven't felt anxious about it. It's just I'm doing all these things to make sure that if I do start feeling anxious, I can minimize that.
Are you practicing with a mask on? So if you have to wear it, then they can hear you clearly.
I have not practiced with a mask on. That's a good point. But I did also talk to the couple, and they said, because I need to, well, it's going to be outdoors, right? And there's going to be no microphone or anything. So they're like, you're probably going to have to take your mask off and talk because people probably won't be able to hear you. Right. But I should probably practice once with the mask on. So probably do that tomorrow before I go.
Yeah, record it. Make sure you don't sound muffled. I mean, when I'm at work, I wear, you know, an N95 to protect me and everybody around me and my roommates, et cetera, right, to protect the loved ones I have in my life. And there's times when I'm on a customer call and they're like, or internal call sometimes too, and they're kind of like, what? And I'm like, yeah. Is it you can't hear me or what? Because, you know, I think the AirPods are picking it up pretty well. But for the most part, I just have to be a little louder.
Yeah, so. Makes sense. But yeah, I mean, that's pretty much been my week. I hope next week I'll come in and report that everything went well. I didn't have any anxiety. Not I hope. I will come in and report that everything went well. I didn't have any kind of anxiety, and I felt great. Positive thinking. It's important, guys.
Yeah, that's good. We hope that everybody at home has a good week, too. Hopefully you're like a shot and you force yourself to smile and be positive, even though... you know, shit may be going on. It works,
man. You gotta pop a power pose, smile, and you know, just do what you gotta do.
Yeah, do what you gotta do.
Take care, everyone. We'll talk to you guys next week.